This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Monday the 9th of May. A lot of noise. Some was coming from me. Some was coming from my friends. Some was coming from the music, which is the focus on our friendship here on Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. Jennifer is supposed to be around somewhere. I'm not sure where she is. She's here. We like her. She's not here.
Jen, where are you?
Yeah, Jen. So the big story for me today, the big conversational item, has nothing to do with politics, nothing to do with the weather, nothing to do with anything, actually, that's being done on this planet. There's nothing in the universe more interesting to me, anyway, than Mercury transiting across the face of our sun. And you say, huh? Well, you can do double, huh? 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 This, because of my own beliefs in the spiritual realm and knowing what I know about Mercury when it goes retrograde three times a year, some of you are familiar with that terminology, and I even have McFadden believing in it because it does seem when Mercury is in retrograde, things do not go as well for most people as they do when Mercury is not in retrograde. Supposedly what it means is the planet stops to the eye. It looks like the planet is stopping and going backwards even. There are five planets in retrograde at the moment. Mercury is the most powerful and seems to have the most influence on people because I'm going to bet with most of you, if you're like anything like me, you've had problems with technology. I've had it up to my Mickey with technological problems. And there's communication problems. I've had a few of those the past week or so. And then there are other things that, you know, you're suggested, told don't start new contracts, don't, you know, go into new beginnings, that sort of thing during this time. It's a time for reflection and trying to fix that which is the old, get it out of the way and get into the now. Okay. Well, that's the astrological point of view. What the reality is in physical terms, if you, and we're going to, Victoria has, I think, figured out how to attach to Twitter and or to Facebook.
Yep.
There are a number of different feeds that are starting now, and in 2 minutes, supposedly, you'll be able to see it any number of sites, including NASA.gov. You can go hashtag AskNASA and find out more about this, or SkyandTelescope.com, or Slow.com, although I'm told you have to be a member of that. Scientists are going to watch Mercury transit for the next 7 hours. You'll be able to see within 2 minutes, you'll see the first dot. And that's what it's going to look like. You can't look at the sun at all. Sunglasses don't make any difference. You cannot look at the sun. Even though it's 93 million miles away, doesn't make any difference. It'll burn the retinas in your eye. So what you do is you go to these telescopic places, and NASA's got one hooked up that will show it's focused on the sun, and you'll see these little dots going across. This only happens once every 10 years or so. The Earth and Mercury, or Mercury sort of gets in between the Earth and the sun. And what this does is gives you in real time, in real ways, a focus on how huge the sun is, how little the planets are, and you just watch these little dots. And I'm going to keep talking about it for the next 60 seconds or so because I'm waiting for Kara and for Victoria to say they can see it. I have not got it hooked up here because I got other things I'm looking at on my computers. This doesn't, astrologically, today is going to be a really interesting day. It'll be the high point or the low point, if you will. Mercury being in retrograde, Mercury has another about 2 weeks to go out and then it'll be back in again. So for the next couple of weeks, don't do anything crazy, especially today. There will be people, I guarantee you, there'll be people who put sunglasses on, look at the sun to see if they can see these spots. You're never going to see them with your naked eye anyway, and the blur of what comes out of the sun would, you know, all these telescopes have filters on them. That's why you'll be able to see these little dots going across. And the only thing that makes it so amazing is that we can actually see it, because the sun is so powerful. And then when you think about the fact that the sun is actually, from what scientists tell us, our sun, our solar system, probably the smallest in the entire galaxy. And yet look at the power that it has. Look at what it has been created by, what the sun has represented, what's been created in terms of the planet and how it works, and water and air and sunshine, all that stuff. So I'm guessing that you have been able to see or can see something. Victoria, can you see anything?
I'm on the NASA site.
One dot.
Yeah, I'm on the NASA site, and they have not started anything live yet. Kara was on a different site, I believe. On the NASA TV site.
Yeah, I'm looking at the European Space Agency, and they have a live stream going too. And as of about a minute ago, they said 2 minutes to go. So it hasn't started yet, the transit. But looks like it should start up any minute now.
So what this really means here, this is like watching the Kentucky Derby, right? Look at it. Oh, horse number one. By the way, Nyquist won, a 2-1 favorite. It was so muddy. Did you see the mud on the horses? The track was so wet. What a mess.
But rain, yeah.
I don't understand how this stuff pays. You put $5 on a horse, and it paid 5-1. So you put, for every $5 you put down, you got $25 back or something. I think that's how. Do you ever bet the horses?
Yeah. I mean, I grew up at the racetrack, so all
that's right.
Stuff,
you said your father liked it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, he was a trainer, understand. So yeah.
Yeah.
I think the 2-1 odds with... It was 2-1 odds, right, with Nyquist?
Yeah, right.
I don't remember what he paid, but...
540, there's three different gradients, you know, whether it's win to place or...
Oh, right.
Draw or whatever that terminology is.
Show. Win, place, and show. Yeah.
Right. But I think it did well for those people who had invested in it. Anyway, so you watch the race for 2 minutes, and you're done, right? Then you go on to the next thing. All right, so this thing with Mercury and the sun is only going to last, 7 hours or so, and there ought to be a dot there visible someplace, Kara. You see a dot? There should be a little dot going across the sort of south face of the sun. That's what it's going to look like. Maybe I've got everybody all excited.
I'm trying to see the dot.
What I'm listening to, so they talk every now and then to update you, but it's basically, it's not like a video. What I'm seeing is updates of pictures, so they come in probably every minute or so, and it should be in the next batch of pictures, but they just haven't uploaded them yet. So.
Right. So the reason to clarify that I find this so fascinating is because of what the universe does, how the planets, how our solar system works, how just things work. And the fact that the scientists that have studied this can pinpoint it down to almost the minute this is going to happen. And you'll see for the course of the next 7 or 8 hours, little dots moving across the southern portion of the sun. That is Mercury. And it is Mercury in place of, or in between us and the sun. It normally isn't there. And that's what's so fascinating.
So here's an update. What I'm watching, in the bottom, left-hand side of the sun, there's a little tiny dot now in front of it, and they just zoomed way in. So you can, and, you know, the guys who were talking in their European accents just yelled, "We can see it! We can confirm that it's there!" So I'm
like
assuming...
like the prom for astro nerds.
Yeah, sometime in the next 7 hours, it'll become easier to see.
Yeah.
You're looking at a dot all day, 7 hours.
But to think that that's a planet that's about the same size as our planet, a little bit smaller, going across the surface of the sun. And, by the way, the distance between us and the sun, Mercury is halfway between where we are and where the sun is. So we're looking at this dot, which is, let's say, 40 million miles away from us, and is 50 million miles away from the sun in perspective, just to put things into perspective of what you're seeing. So it looks like, if you look at the picture, the dot is on the sun, but that dot is 50-some-odd million miles away from the sun, as we are 93 million miles further away from the sun. We're about 45 million miles away from Mars, and that's why it takes so long. What's the estimation? Like 2 years to get I'm sorry, I said Mars, I meant Mercury. Mercury is that much further, but it's a little smaller than our planet. It's just...
How often does this happen?
Every 10 years.
Okay.
Yep, so it'll happen again in 10 years. And the fact that they can figure that out, plot the course of the thing, is another amazing reality. So,
yeah.
Anyway, maybe you can say, he's too excited about that stuff. No, I think this is...
No, it's cool.
I think people in school... Hopefully, there's not only in science classes, but that in the good classrooms where teachers talk about everything that's going on and related to their discipline, there are all kinds of things you could do here. In math class, figuring out the mathematical coefficient of how these things are figured out. Scientifically, what does it mean? You could write in English class a great story about what you're seeing. You see, you can apply it any number of ways.
You just gave me a flashback when you said coefficient. I just had a really negative flashback to geometry class.
Okay, I wasn't a big fan of geometry either. Mr. Hebbard was the geometry teacher's name. Gregory Hebbard. All right, that's silly stuff, but it's fun. TalkStreamLive.com. Download the TalkStream Live mobile apps to listen to Doug Steffen and the Good Day program. Three great ways to listen to the program now when you're on the go. You can try the new Listen Line. Works on any phone. Call 605-477-3712. Have either of you two tried this over the weekend? 605-477-3712. Pretty
cool. That's great. And we've gotten some positive feedback on Facebook from that, too.
Good. Saves your data. No extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. So listen to Doug Steffen anytime you would like, on the phone, anytime, no matter where you are. Won't make any difference. 605-477-3712. As a matter of fact, do we post that on Facebook and in
We have, and I'll post it
number?
Again.
Yeah. 605-477-3712. Probably should leave it there if we can. So you listen to Doug and all of the members of my friendly fan club here on the air with me every day. If you like what we do and you can't listen to all of it at one point in time, then you can go back to it anytime you want by just dialing 605-477-3712.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can tell you that Geico could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's Money here. And the day Harry went to Geico.com and switched his car insurance was the day I got to hang around. Finally, boys bonding, bada bing, bada boom. No wonder Geico has 97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I give him 100, but that's just my 2 cents. That was funny.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, I'm Senator Kay Wolf from Kansas and Chair of Women in Government. As a patient, especially with a complex or chronic disease, it may take a long time to find the right treatment regimen that works. Even if you're stable on your medication, increased out-of-pocket costs or coverage restrictions may cause you to change to another treatment that may not be as effective. This change can also happen at the pharmacy, so be sure to keep an eye on any changes to your treatment and talk to your doctor about medication options. For more information, please visit womeningovernment.org.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-600-1219 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-600-1219. 800-600-1219.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my company has like 7 different printers. How's your ink selection?
Behold, Staples Wall of Ink.
Just wow.
A huge selection of ink and toner guaranteed in stock.
Hello? Awesome.
If it's not, we take $10 off and ship it to you free.
Pinch me. I said pinch.
I heard you.
New low prices on ink and toner and an in-stock guarantee. Staples, make more happen.
In-stock guarantee applies to in-store selection only. Out-of-stock ink and toner will be ordered from in-store kiosk with $10 discount plus free shipping applied. Limit 1 cartridge per customer.
Yeah. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
New Music Monday at 23 and change past the hour on the Good Day program. This is Keith Urban. He's got a new album called Ripcord. Song is called Wasted Time. So bring us up to date on Urban and his marriage. I suppose maybe that's a secondary cause for interest, huh?
Because of his marriage to Nicole Kidman?
Yeah.
I think they're a super cute couple, and they seem to be very stable, and probably because they don't live in Hollywood. They moved to Nashville a long time ago, so that might have been the best thing for them.
Might have been.
But yeah, this is a great new album. He's getting wonderful reviews for it. Lots of singles on the album. You'll probably be hearing them on country music all summer long. And this song, Wasted Time, this is a great song.
All right, let's crank it up and see what's going on. After all the time, it feels so good. When I think about those stormy nights, singing out the window on the back road, switched out of mind, sipping on the logos. Good pop song. Make it both in the country world and the pop music world.
Yep, exactly.
Yep. All right, now, here's another new song from a group that I've just become more aware of the last year or so because I found a song that fits in a particular situation in my life called Come to Me, which, did you see how old that was? Did you find how old it was?
No.
But it's a great video and a great song, at least from my perspective.
Yeah, it looks like it came out in 2013. So it's for Goo Goo Dolls, it's relatively new.
It's new,
because they've been around for a long time.
Yeah.
All right, so this song is called Over and Over. The album is called Boxes, is that right?
Yes.
And what can you tell us about this as a furtherance to their overall careers?
I actually was very pleasantly surprised when I listened through this album last night. I really like it. I can absolutely endorse the new Goo Goo Dolls album, and those are words I never thought I'd really say.
Really?
But I really like this album. I think they've done a great job. They've modernized their sound. They're not stuck in the past. And, I mean, you can easily hear this on Top 40 radio, and I think that they've got a good shot at that.
Yeah. Well, that's the secret. You got to get played. No matter what, all these people who say, oh, we can distribute our music differently. Yeah, they can, but they still need the radio to promote it, frankly.
Yep, it's true.
And that's what really bothers me, because these artists who keep agitating to get royalty fees from the radio for playing the music, when in fact all they're doing is familiarizing the public with the music so they can go out and buy it. That's
right.
Pretty outrageous, actually, when you think about it. That comes from a long-time disc jockey's experience. Also, a new album called Take Me to the Alley by Gregory Porter features a song called French African Queen.
Now, this is going to be... Gregory Porter's not a household name yet, but he is getting so much buzz. He won a Grammy a couple years ago and for his debut album. He's got a really cool sound. There's a lot of jazz influence there, great guitar stuff, and I think that we're definitely going to hear a lot more from Gregory Porter, and he's got all the right people behind him, too.
Yeah, I saw he did, I believe he did a song with Disclosure, who at least is huge in Europe and is really big with a lot of younger people, so I think he's definitely going to get really big this year.
Yeah.
So when I see something like this, French African Queen, the African Queen was a boat and featured in the movie was called African Queen, and Humphrey Bogart, Lauren Bacall were in the movie. And there's a French connection to a lot of the movies that they did. So I don't know if that... Is this a flashback to some movie, or is this just something fresh?
I'm not sure what the reference is, but it definitely could be something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, as you can hear, he's got a mix of old school and new school sounds, so...
Right. All right.
Which is really cool to hear jazz in the mainstream.
So a lot of new music today. Justin Timberlake, Radiohead, Alicia Keys, Keith Urban, Goo Goo Dolls, and Gregory Porter. Plus, Cyndi Lauper's got a new country album out called Detour. You might want to check that out as well.
I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Traveling with your pets, don't leave home without them. If there's a trip in your future, if so, consider taking your dog or cat with you. With a little pre-planning, the entire family can enjoy a great vacation. Before any trip, it's a good idea to take your pet for a veterinary checkup. If he requires medication, make sure you have a sufficient supply. Also, make sure your pet is wearing an ID as well as being microchipped. And to ensure that your pet feels comfortable in strange surroundings, pack his little blankie and some of his toys from home. Also, bring water if you're traveling, because water in different towns is different and can really make your dog sick. And if you're not sure if your pet's regular brand of food is available during your travels, make sure you bring enough to cover that. And if you're traveling with a cat, pack her litter box and regular type of litter as well. And call ahead, because every hotel has different regulations. Some will accept pets this week, but it's a new owner next week. So check ahead, follow the advice I just gave you, and you know what? The entire family can have that beautiful vacation enjoying it together. I'm Warren Eckstein.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now. Then enter code 8866 at checkout. Code 8866.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
Now, in the living room, you'll see this beautiful bay window. It's energy efficient and lets in a ton of natural light. It will also let in a thief when you leave it unlocked, and he'll steal your laptop and flat-screen TV. Now, who wants to see the kitchen?
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renters...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need cash fast? Just go to 45cash.com. If you need cash to get caught up on bills, fix your car, or for any reason at all, you can now get up to $5,000 cash with any type of credit and no paperwork to send in. That's right. Quick and confidential cash can be yours within hours. Bad credit? No problem. Just go to 45cash.com to get lender approval fast, and your quick and easy cash can be delivered directly to your bank account. Whether you need $500 or $5,000 advanced to you right now, simply go to 45cash.com. That's 45cash.com for your quick and easy cash now. 45cash.com is the fast and easy way to get cash as soon as today. For your quick cash now to pay bills or just make that special purchase, go to 45cash.com. That's 45cash.com. Need cash now? Go to 45cash.com. Again, 45cash.com.
Good day, time is 33 at the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, the people in the news department loaded with a number of stories. I guess the one that pops out the most here is Ozzy and Sharon Osbourne. See you later, alligator. For 33 years they've been married, and now they think it's time to go bye-bye. Ozzy Osbourne is doing a radio show. Have you ever heard that, Victoria?
Does he have an interpreter?
It's not very good, actually. But
well, I'm not surprised.
The group was Black Sabbath, wasn't it? I think it was.
Yes.
What was she first known for?
She was his manager.
She was.
She was a talent agent, and I think she had a very big part in launching their success, really.
Okay, yeah, all right.
But so they've had ups and downs.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
I don't think this is the end for them. They'll get back together.
Right. They're very volatile. Anyway, so there's that there's a lady also named Lauren Williams who's in the news today. When I look at the list of people who are worthy of a little bit of attention, Lauren Williams has the longest legs in America.
They are 49 inches long. Now, this would not be necessarily something I'd pay a lot of attention to in the scheme of things, but I find it interesting because she was featured in a picture, a promotional picture for a radio station. And the radio station did not have her permission to use a picture of her legs. So she is suing a number, actually, apparently, of media companies that are using pictures of her legs. Last week she filed in federal court a suit against a Spanish radio station. She sued two or three other radio companies and is suing a television network for using pictures of her legs without being either identified or, if they identified her, they didn't pay her.
So are apparently they mocking her legs? Legs or what's the reason that they would all use it?
Because she has 49-inch legs.
I'm bad with like math like that. What does that mean? Is that abnormally long? Like, is that freakishly long?
Yes.
Is that...
Yeah, my legs are 29 inches long, and yours, I would bet, I don't know, because we've never seen each other, but you're about as tall as I am. I'm betting your legs are 29, 30
I'm
inches five, long.
I'm 5'9 and a half.
Okay, you're taller than I am. So
really?
You have,
you
yeah.
look so much taller. I like to tell people, when people say, oh, no, I'm really short, I go, but you have a tall personality.
That's it. Very good. Well, I've lost an inch or so because of the problems with my lower back. That I have in the last couple of years. That'll happen. Meredith likes to tease me because if she puts on taller shoes, she's taller than I am. Jennifer loves it. Jennifer's taller than you are. And she loves to have that little sort of, okay, look at how tall I am. But she doesn't have, I guarantee she doesn't have 49-inch legs either. Yours may be 31, 32, 33. 49-inch legs, long, long legs.
Yeah, I think I'm 33, actually. Inseam of pants.
Yeah, all right, that's what it is, an inseam. So anyway, the point here isn't that I'm really that concerned about Lauren Williams and her legs. I wouldn't know her if I fell over. But the fact that she has legs that have been used in promotional circumstance by television and radio stations, and they don't pay her for the use of her legs. She keeps suing people, and she keeps winning. She's making a living out of suing people for using pictures of her legs. people are so funny. All right, weather-wise around the country, the circumstance with the San Andreas Fault. On Friday of last week, and over the weekend, I found it interesting to read sort of an analysis of what experts say is going to happen to California. They say the San Andreas Fault is locked, loaded, and ready to go. The warning comes as the fault becomes more active. That's the only word they use. The springs for the San Andreas Fault are wound very tightly. The big one could come any time, causing hundreds of people to die, billions of dollars in damage. So people who laughed at the movie that The Rock was in last year called San Andreas, by the way, they're making another one. I don't know how you do a sequel to that, but they are. Because the movie made a lot of money, so we'll figure out something. And
San Andreas 2, an
yes,
even bigger fault.
Yeah. it's your fault.
Whose fault is it?
Yeah,
that's the third one.
Right, yeah. So anyway, that's coming up. And then the massive Alberta wildfire. Wow.
Oh.
495,000 acres, 88,000 homeless. It will burn for months and months. And months. The difference that people are not understanding, I got an email from somebody who said, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Fire in the earth. Because this is oil shale company, and I feel like I'm either doing a disservice because I'm explaining this too much too often, but the oil that's in the sand, the dirt up there is like sand. And the oil has, there's so much of it in the ground, it seeps up because there's no ledge. So the oil seeps up in the ground and sticks to the surface sand. The shale, if you will. It's on rocks. It's on these small pieces of, it isn't dirt. It's like gravel without the dirt. It's rocky. And so they've extracted the oil, made a big business out of it, but because there's so much of it in the earth itself, the fire is burning under the surface of the earth as well as on the surface of the earth, and is being fed by the oils in these sand mines. So this, what has been burned over the weekend, about the size of New York City, light rain yesterday, nowhere near enough to put the flames out. And so this is a terrifying reality, because this could just go on.
It really is.
And they can't put it out. There won't be any of those things
to the atmosphere. It seems so bizarre to me that, yeah, it seems so weird to me that, like, we haven't solved fires.
No.
You know, like, as just that seems weird. We're looking at a dot traveling across the sun, but we can't put out a fire.
Yeah. All right. So there's the latest there. We're following Mercury moving across the sun. It's a real phenom. You can get a glimpse of it by going either to what are we doing now? We're posting it on Twitter and Facebook.
Yes, the NASA link is on Twitter and Facebook.
So this tiny planet, Mercury, started across the face of the sun about a half hour ago. And now you can see probably two dots, I'm going to guess, Kara. Is that right? There should be two dots visible. Take 7.5-8 hours to finish going across the sun.
Wait, what's the second dot? The shadow? What?
No, the second dot will be another picture of there'll be what they'll do in order to have you understand the trajectory is most of these sites will leave the dot. You'll see the dot moving across the sky, but they'll leave as they still, they'll just leave every 15, 20, 30 minutes. They'll leave a dot where the planet was, and then you see it going. The next dot will be the next time.
That seems confusing. I'm only seeing one dot.
Well, you're seeing that dot move across.
Give me another 10 minutes. We might have two.
Okay. All right. Well, not going to be two planets. It just is the way that it's being phased into people's, etched into people's minds. So you'll see at the end, somebody will come up with a graph that shows the dots as they've traveled across the lower surface of the sun. And it's kind of a fascinating thing. More than anything else, because we can see it and figure out that it's doing what it's doing as it's doing it. 43 past the hour here on Good Day.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Your car and boat insurance bundle with Progressive. Impressive discounts. Mount fat stacks of Benjamins. Remember when things weren't so simple then? Such a pain. Now you're gobbling up savings like chicken chow mein.
Bundle your boat and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Not available in all states. Looking for the most exciting new franchise opportunity that's a guaranteed hit with consumers? Well, look no further. Introducing Reese's Irby's world's first frozen yogurt vending robot. The revolutionary, high-tech, first-of-its-kind approach to frozen yogurt franchising. Imagine a fully automated robot serving up to 9 flavors of frozen yogurt and 6 delicious toppings in 60 seconds or less. These robots are a huge hit in malls, quick-serve restaurants, hospitals, theme parks, movie theaters, supermarkets, practically anywhere. Because we secure premium locations for our franchisees, and with the high profit margin, you're insured the fastest possible return on your investment. If you're looking to start your own franchise and be the first in your market to unveil this groundbreaking, revolutionary, high profit vending robot, just go to froyofranchising.com right now. So go now to froyofranchising.com and find out how we can help you secure premium locations and get started today. Locations are going fast, so act now to take part in the future of frozen yogurt. That's froyofranchising.com. Again, froyofranchising.com.
45 past the hour now on Good Day. Hello. Those people listening around the state of Iowa, Des Moines, Sioux City, hello, Boone, Salt Lake City as well. Nice to have you all on board with us. The Columbus, Georgia area being served by the Good Day program. A couple of three or four or five stations in Montana. I really enjoy the feedback we get from you, Scott. Thank you for sticking close by. In the Milwaukee area, it's a hello to you. Manhattan, Kansas, hi. Montgomery, Alabama, the Good Day program. So let's keep the focus here. Television, last night, the last episode, after 7 years of The Good Wife, Meredith and I looked at each other at the end and said, huh?
It was the finale.
It was not a good finale. It wasn't good.
Oh, no.
It didn't end well, let's put it that way. It didn't feel good. It didn't look good. It just, for as good a program as it was and well-written as it was, it didn't feel like anything. The nicest part of it was Josh Charles coming back, playing the role that he played as, now I'm forgetting the lawyer's name that he played. But anyway, it was not good. Madam Secretary, however, on the other hand, was very good, and she's being set up to be the vice president in the next, after 2 years as Secretary of State. Now it looks like she's going to be a Veep, and not the same kind of Veep. Well, it'll be interesting to see how they play this out. Anyway, so here we are with Kiefer Sutherland news. The story of his new show called Designated Survivor. ABC announced that it picked it up. This is a sort of conspiracy thriller. Sutherland plays a character named Tom Kirkman, a low-level cabinet member who becomes president following an attack on Washington. So it'll be interesting to see all these people and to put him in the place of being the president instead of protecting the president.
That'll be interesting.
On 24, right, exactly. CBS announced on Friday Criminal Minds has been renewed for season 12. I have never gotten into that show. I don't see what people like about it. It's violent. It's horrible. It's just crap. I don't get it at all. It's really, ugh. Susan Sarandon and Jessica Lange are starring as Hollywood legends in a new FX show. It's an 8-episode anthology with these two. It's called Feud. It tells the story of a fierce behind-the-scenes rivalry between Joan Crawford and Bette Davis. Jessica Lange plays Crawford. Sarandon plays Davis. During the filming of an Oscar-winning picture called Whatever Happened to Baby Jane. Alfred Molina will be in it. I like him a lot.
Yeah, he's great.
He is. Stanley Tucci will be in it. I
also great.
Like him a lot. E! Is launching 4 new unscripted programs. The series WAGS, WAGS Miami, starring athletes' wives and girlfriends. How much can they push this wife
thing? I know.
They also have a new show called Cosmo Life. Surprised they didn't come to you to be on the show.
It's all the writers at the magazine.
It is.
It'll be a reality show based in the office of Cosmo in the Hearst building.
Ah.
That seems like a good way to get work done.
Yeah.
Having cameras following you all the way.
Is that way you worked with Cosmo before, right? Haven't you worked
with
Cosmo?
Yeah, yeah. I did. I worked with office? Cosmo Radio. I've been to that office and that building many, many times. It is an absolutely spectacular building. It's one of the first all-green, environmentally friendly skyscrapers in New York City. Yeah.
Huh.
It's powered, part of the building is powered by the rainwater, so when you walk in the lobby, there's this waterfall that's on a constant loop that helps power the building.
Doesn't it seem like the season just began when we were in the fall touting all the new series and what they were going to be? Now it seems everything is running off. The May sweeps ends the third Thursday, which will be a week from this Thursday, I guess, of May. So all the folks that are doing these shows will wrap them up between now and then. Let's see, Saturday Night Live saying farewell to season 41 with Drake and Fred Armisen. Drake pulls double duty as host and musical guest. Last show will be May 21st. I have found that show has lost its relevancy for me, frankly, in most every way. But once in a while, it's kind of cool. But once in a while, it doesn't get to listen or watch every week. 50 after the hour. Good day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. Now we're joined by Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is a medical doctor in Florida, actually a specialist in cardiology and lungs and all of the... What do you? How many miles of piping do we have in our body?
60,000 each one of us.
60,000. All right, so apparently there are a lot of things in people's bodies that they have operations. The point is now, according to a study, third leading cause of death in our country beside or after heart disease and cancer as people who screw up in the doctor's office, right?
I thought you'd like this one. This is from the
I don't like
British,
it. It's interesting, but I sure as hell don't like it.
This is from the British Medical Journal this week. Doug, medical errors, they may be the third leading cause of death in America. More than 250,000 people, it's estimated, die each year due to medical errors. So how do you avoid becoming a statistic? Let me give you at least five recommendations. Do not be admitted into a hospital alone. If you have to be admitted, go in there with somebody who loves you. Mm-hmm. Also, carry a list of all medications you take, and on that list should be the name of the drug, the dose, and the schedule. That is how you take it. Understand your discharge instructions from a hospital. That's the medications you should be taking when you go home, and your follow-up. What doctor you're seeing, when, and how. Make sure you personally receive the results of any test including blood work that's collected, do not assume that no news is necessarily good news. And use the same first name, last name, and middle initial for all medical issues. For example, I've seen women who remarry or have a third name, and they're using one name on one insurance card, another name on another insurance company, and another name, and it's so confusing. Use only one first, middle, and last name on everything you do medically.
Wow, isn't that interesting?
That's a great tip.
Yeah, it is. All right. Fatty foods, eating them will make you sleepy.
And perhaps worse, especially if you're driving, right?
Exactly. Medical Journal Nutrients this week. Men who eat a lot of fatty foods may find themselves needing an afternoon nap. Hormones produced in the gut do promote sleepiness, Doug, but we really do not understand why fatty foods make us sleepy. We also do not know whether eating fatty foods at night interferes with sleep.
There's a question about driving in the dark and whether or not it makes you speed. Something happens to your brain, apparently. You, in the dark, think you need to drive faster. I don't know if you saw that study. No, I thought it was pretty interesting. You travel slower in the daytime and drive faster at night. For some kind of
strength. The cues are just not there.
Yeah, that could be it. All right, good news or important news for older people. If you're not building up your muscles, you're going to die. Basically, that's what this study says, right?
Exactly. Preventive medicine, the secrets to a longer and healthier life may not be available in pill form, Doug, but may look like a barbell. When people 65 and older do strength training only twice a week, they lower their odds of dying from any cancer by any cause by almost half. Previous studies have shown that strength training may improve muscle mass in chronic conditions such as diabetes, osteoporosis, lower back pain, and obesity. Stronger muscles, Doug, they also result in better stamina, physical function, and balance. This is easy. You can do such exercises without any equipment such as push-ups, abdominal crunches, and leg squats.
All right, now, to underscore that, one of the ways to get more blood to your muscles so that you'll be stronger and healthier is to take Super Beets. Ken's going to explain in the next minute why Super Beets are so effective and so good for getting your circulation up and thus getting more out of your workout.
Thanks, Doug. Based on Nobel Prize winning research from 1998, your body needs to continuously manufacture nitric oxide, and if it doesn't have the building blocks to make this gas, you won't have it, and the 60,000 miles of circulation that we talked about won't have adequate oxygen because the blood vessels open up when they're sprayed by the red blood cell first with the nitric oxide before they get in and deliver the oxygen for your workouts. There's two products, Super Beets. It gives you a boost of nitric oxide so that you can get that extra bit of energy instead of the caffeine drinks, and then Neo 40 will increase your maintenance level of nitric oxide. Get it tested with those saliva test strips.
All right, here's how you get all of this happening for you right away. Call 800-655-4183. You get the strips free, you get a book free, Neo 40, order that, and also Super Beets at 800-655-4183. It's terrific. Take Ken's advice. 800-655-4183.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.